This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I am filling in for the great Kevin Jackson for the day. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. You may call me disgruntled millennial, sir, or the general. You can get me on Twitter at Shaq General. You can get my website at dmpodcast.com. And we are talking a little bit today about Obamacare. We've been talking about taking responsibility. We've been talking about how leftists are not really the kind of compassionate, freedom-loving, tolerant people that they like to think that they are. They're actually pretty selfish and greedy, but they're selfish and greedy with other people's money. You know, they say conservatives are, oh, we're selfish and greedy, but, you know, at least we're selfish and greedy with our own money. You're selfish and greedy with other people's money. So I'm going to play a little clip for you of a song that reminds me of our leftist friends. You might recognize it.
Hey, Daddy, I want a golden goose.
Here we go again.
All right, sweetheart, all right. Daddy will get you a golden goose as soon as we get home.
No, I want one of those.
Bunker, how much do you want for the golden goose?
They're not for sale.
Name the price.
She can't have one.
Who says I can't?
The man with the funny hat.
I want one. I want a golden goose. Gooses. Geeses. I want my geese to lay gold eggs for Easter.
It will, sweetheart.
At least 100 a day.
Anything you say.
And by the way...
What?
I want a feast.
You ate before you came to the factory.
I want a bean feast.
What's one of those?
Cream buns and donuts and fruitcake with no nuts. So good you could go nuts.
You're going to have all those things when you get home.
No, now. I want a ball. I want a party. Pink macaroons and a million balloons. And performing baboons. And give it to me. Now. I want the world. I want the whole world. I want to lock it all up in my pocket. It's my bar of chocolate. Give it to me now. I want today. I want tomorrow. I want to wear them like braids in my hair. And I just want to share them. I want a party with roomfuls of laughter. 10,000 tons of ice cream. And if I don't get the things I am after... I'm going to scream. I want the works. I want the whole works. Presents and prizes. Sweets and surprises of all shapes and sizes. And now, don't care how. I want it now. Don't care how. I want it now.
Now, doesn't that sound like liberals? Don't care how. I want it now. We don't care if we're going to have to unearth an entire industry, a thriving industry who people's lives depend on this industry. We're going to unearth it. We're going to unearth the entire thing. We don't care how. We'll stop at nothing. We'll tell any lie to get this thing passed. You can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. Well, it seems like ancient history. Seems like ancient history. You know, a lot of liberals... Anyway, that was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I want it now. The character is Veruca Salt. You know, Roald Dahl wrote some pretty interesting and dark, sort of macabre, stories for being so widely known as a children's author. But a lot of liberals look at that video and they see a rich man with his bratty daughter and they associate it with capitalism. Oh, he was probably a businessman or a capitalist. I put it out on my Facebook today and this one guy came up. And a lot of people were like, yeah, that describes liberals perfectly. But this one guy, you know, always a troll. He's like, I'm a libertarian. And what that video is it shows capitalism. It shows the dangers of capitalism. Right? Don't you see? As if a rich bratty kid couldn't be the son of a socialist. I mean, think about that. As if a rich, bratty kid couldn't possibly be the son or daughter of a socialist. If you ask me, it's hell of a lot more likely you're going to have rich, spoiled brats who are children, the children of socialists. And those parents are doubly hypocritical because either one, they got their money through ill-gotten gains, or two, they used capitalistic principles in order to make their money, and yet they bash it in public. They bash capitalism. They act like they're socialists, but they use capitalism in order to make their fortunes. Is it so unbelievable to think that they would raise a bunch of bratty kids who are entitled to everything? Is that so hard to believe? Chelsea Clinton, I mean, she's made an entire generation of girls named Chelsea cringe whenever they hear their own name. A rich man can't be a leftist? Look at George Soros. Look at Mark Zuckerberg. Rich leftists are a special breed. Because if they come by their fortunes honestly, then they're hypocrites. If they come by their fortunes dishonestly, well then, that's not capitalism, that's cronyism. Or fraud. Either way, leftist people who have a lot of money are hypocrites if they're leftists. They are. There really isn't two ways about it. Because if you're true to your leftist principles, then you'll give that money away. There's no other two ways about it. You'll give that money away or until you are just as wealthy or not as wealthy as the lowest common denominator, I guess. You just keep on giving your money away until there was none of it left. Until everyone was fed. Until everyone had education. Until everyone had health care. Until everyone had free abortions on demand. Until everyone had their pap smears, right? Now, why aren't all these Hollywood celebrities who are filthy, stinking rich, like Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, Ashley Judd, Oprah Winfrey, Michael Moore, why are they still rich? A lot of these people criticize conservatives for being greedy. But no, because they go out there and they say, oh, you know, like our value is in rallying support so that other people can give their money. We could still be rich. We could still live in our gated communities with our armed guards. Talk about gun control and how we need less guns. Yeah, right, Michael Moore. Yeah, right, Madonna. Talking about blowing up the White House. Bernie Sanders buying, like, four different homes. Not one of them means what they say. Not one of them. But they can stand there and criticize you, the hardworking American. It's so laughable, it just keeps on getting more and more surreal. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are again tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I am subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. I always broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, transphobia, Islamophobia, and patriarchy. We've been talking a little bit about how when liberals say that they're going to help a bunch of people, it actually turns out to be something that's rather cruel. There's a lot of little rather cruel things that are sort of lurking behind the door when you sort of go for these Democrat liberal policies, like something like Obamacare. Well, they say, oh, it's going to give us all health care. It's going to give health care for all. What they don't tell you is that you're going to have to plunder an entire generation of young, healthy people in order to pay for this thing. Now, to me, you know, if you're one of these baby boomers who has kids, I mean, it's sort of tantamount to child abuse. Now, liberals don't necessarily have a problem with child abuse, I believe. This whole trans movement that has been sort of going down, it's sort of taking an ugly turn. Now, you have these parents basically giving their 9-year-old children hormone replacement therapy. A little girl that says, I am a boy. There are parents who literally think that it's within sound mind and body that they can make the decision to basically transform their child. And when I say transform, I mean poison their child. Now, it sort of stands to follow that the same parents who are normally okay with things like abortion, which, you know, which is sort of euphemistic for sucking a child's brains out with a vacuum cleaner. So it sort of stands to follow that the people who are okay with that are going to be okay with poisoning their children with hormone replacement therapy, especially at such a young age when they can't even make the informed decision to A, have sex, B, do basically anything else. They can't vote, they can't drive, they can't do any of that stuff. But yet you think it's okay for them to make the decision to transition into the complete opposite gender? You think it's okay to brainwash them to think that this is okay? That's not okay. That's child abuse. No, we want to protect our kids. That's why we are going to give them hormone replacement therapy, because we want to protect our kids. We're going to protect them by giving them drugs that are going to make their bodies change. That's right, they will literally change. When I had a daughter, now I had a son. Yes, hormone replacement therapy changes your body. Does it make you a biologically the opposite sex? No. But pouring acid on a child's face also changes their body. Why do you want to change your child's body? What about the acceptance movement? What about accepting your child? What about teaching your child acceptance, self-acceptance? No. You only care about acceptance when you're using the word to bludgeon people who might have something to say about you abusing your child. Because that's what you're going to say. You're going to say that I'm not accepting of the trans community. I'm accepting of the trans community. I'm just not accepting of child abuse. I'm accepting of the trans community. I'm just not accepting of the idea that you get to tell me what reality looks like when I know for a fact that reality is a certain way. Like, for example, giving someone hormone replacement therapy does not change your sex. Now they got people coming out saying, yes, trans women can get period symptoms. Trans women are women that were once men. Check this out from the establishment. There's one thing cis and transgender people agree on. Trans women and trans feminine people don't get periods. Those of us who are assigned male at birth generally come out of the womb without ovaries or a reproductive system that can support a pregnancy. So we don't bleed every month in preparation for one. It's generally seen as one of the net positives about being a transgendered woman as opposite to a cisgendered gal. Before and after I started transitioning, my cisgender girlfriends came to me with their tales of woe. Bloating, cramps, violent mood swings, nausea, all sometimes too intense for them to reasonably get out of bed. You're so lucky, they'd moan, and I would shrug sheepishly, implicitly agreeing that I was fortunate to never share in those experiences. That would be impossible, right? So just imagine my shock when I talked to my friend Ashley last month before she went into the hospital. She said, I'm due for my period in a couple days, and that's going to really suck. What? Ashley is a 23-year-old trans girl who has been on hormone replacement therapy for over a year. After 5 months into her treatment, she began experiencing predictable patterns of symptoms. First would come the soreness and swelling in her chest, along with bouts of nausea. Next day, she'd endure painful abdominal cramping, lasting minutes at a time, as well as constant nausea, hot flashes, dizziness, photosensitive migraines, and bloating. The cycle, she says, lasts for about 6 to 7 days and repeats roughly every 5 weeks. Listen, and this is not meant to come off in any sort of bigoted way whatsoever, but the symptoms that you are experiencing as a result of hormone replacement therapy is your body's reaction to drugs, to a foreign substance. You are not changing into a girl. That's not scientifically possible. What you are doing is live action role playing as a female or as a male or whatever it is that you want yourself to be that you're not. And there's no bigotry attached to that at all. It's just a scientific fact. And what you are trying to do is shove this lie down our throats. You want us to believe that reality is subjective and that you can just make your own rules. Well, I'm sorry. That's just not how it works. I'm okay with what you do. You can do whatever you want to your body as long as you are a grown adult. As long as you're not thrusting this decision on your child. Which, let's face it, if you're doing this to your child, if you're giving your child hormone replacement therapy and the kid isn't even old enough to vote or to get a learner's permit, you've got something to prove for yourself. You've got something wrong with you, okay? And you are taking this out on your child. To you, virtue signaling is so important that you are literally willing to crush your child's insides in order to prove how tolerant you are, which is actually pretty gross and sick. Now, honestly, I don't care what people do. I don't care if people are trans. I'm friends with all kinds of people. You have no idea. But there's this idea going around that you are basically a transphobe if you don't want to date someone who is trans. There's an argument going around that you are transphobic if you even expect someone to tell you that they are trans on a date. You know, a lot of these boys are very, very convincing. The way they do their hair, the way they, you know, put the boobs out and all this stuff. They're very convincing. But don't you think that it's a little bit under false pretenses when you go out there and date? A lot of guys, presumably the heterosexual guys, are going out there to find a mate. To find someone to get married to and have kids with. That's what makes a heterosexual male a heterosexual male. There's no substitution for a real uterus and a real vagina that can hold a child. And it's not bigoted to think that. It's not bigoted to have that preference. But no, the Odyssey magazine online, a far-left feminist publication, they got a headline a couple days ago. No, I don't have to tell you I'm trans before dating you. The same magazine tweeted, not being attracted to trans people is deeply transphobic. Listen, my trans female friends, bullying heterosexual men by calling them transphobic is not how to get a date. You're doing it wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
And salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I am subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. You can get me at Shaq General. I always broadcast to you, not live, from my safe space down here in northern Florida, but today I come to you live from the same place. Now, I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy whenever I'm doing this, as I am in a bunker, which is unfettered by the outside world. And I'm completely safe from all of your racism and hatred. Now, we were talking a little bit about Obamacare earlier. I want to kind of delve into this subject a little bit because I think it's important that we all know exactly what Obamacare is and what Trump Care is. Isn't. It's very, very important. A lot of the Republicans are saying, oh, the Trump Care, it's the greatest thing ever, when basically it's literally exactly the same thing, with just a few minor shifts or changes around the margins. So this is from Daniel Horowitz in Conservative Review. What is Obamacare? To avoid the endless semantics, lies, and perfidious distortions from GOP leaders on how they are repealing Obamacare, let's briefly describe the law. Obamacare comprises five core elements related to health insurance, putting aside the burdens on health care itself. Actuarially insolvent regulations, open-ended means-tested subsidies, Medicaid expansion, and employer and individual mandates, and tax increases. Regulations, the foundation of Obamacare are the two dozen or so actuarially insolvent regulations designed to cover everyone, but that in turn have tripled premiums and are now destroying the entire individual market. Subsidies. Because the regulations make insurance unaffordable, anyone below a certain income level is subsidized to purchase medical insurance. This, in turn, inflates the cost of insurance even more. Medicaid expansion. In addition to subsidizing non-Medicaid patients to purchase unaffordable medical insurance, thanks to the regulations, Obamacare drastically expanded both the eligibility and the federal subsidy rate to the states for the program. The cost of covering an individual in the subpar Medicaid program was $32.47 per individual in 2011, before Obamacare was enacted. In 2015, according to data from the Department of Health and Human Services, the cost of enrolling an individual in Medicaid doubled to $6,366 per individual, and that is only for the second year of implementation. The funding mechanisms of tax increases. In an attempt to make the government spending and the regulated private sector solvent, Obamacare levied over $1 trillion in tax hikes over 10 years. Also, in order to ensure that younger individuals don't game out of the system by not purchasing insurance but then taking advantage of the new regulations, forcing insurers to provide for those who are already got sick, Obamacare enacted the individual mandate. to force everyone to purchase insurance upfront. It also forced all employers of large businesses to provide insurance plans so that more money would flow into the system. However, the regulations have been so insolvent that these mandates have proven insufficient to fund the Ponzi scheme. Now, what's in the Senate American Health Care Act? That brings us to the Senate bill. The Senate bill is essentially a more liberal version of the House bill, which itself was a more insolvent version of Obamacare that Republicans now own. I'm going to stop right there for a moment. Did you hear that, folks? We own this thing now. If the poop hits the fan, guess who gets the blame? And trust me, the media is not going to be pulling very many punches when this comes to fruition. You and I know. This audience knows. And to the extent that Trump is taking a left turn, you know, we know that this is because of Obamacare. But trust me, that's not how it's going to play out in the media. I promise. This is going to be, you see, Republicans, or they destroyed a working health care system that Obama put in place. It reads on. The bill does not repeal the actuarially insolvent regulations, the core element of what has destroyed insurance in America. Even the few minor regulatory reforms or state waivers that are held in the House bill were stripped out. The bill merely loosens existing waiver authority up to the discretion of HHS for new regulations, a provision that will not be strong enough to signal flexibility to insurers enough to reduce premiums. That sounds reasonable, right? If the regulations are still in place, why do the insurance companies have any incentive to reduce their premiums? Their hands are tied, which means our hands are tied. Daniel Horowitz at Conservative Review continues. We could end our analysis right now. Once the market is not healed, competition is not restored, and prices don't come down, the rest is a chain reaction. Republicans will now own all of the vices of Obamacare enacted distinguishingly under the false pretenses of repealing Obamacare. Nobody will be able to afford insurance, and everyone will need subsidies or Medicaid. Indeed, that is why the entire discussion and debate will revolve around subsidies and Medicaid, because the bill doesn't repeal regulations. The GOP bill replaces Obamacare subsidies with more subsidies. First, the bill retains all its existing subsidies until 2020. Wow, that's a long time. In addition, it codifies Obama's illegal cost-sharing subsidy to discount deductibles and copayments into statute through 2019. Then, after 2020, it adopts a House version's age-related subsidies and also keeps much of the income-based subsidies. So when is this going to end? When are they going to let us be free? When are they going to unshackle us? To unshackle our doctors. I mean, ultimately, that's what it's all about, right? Getting health care. Everyone's going around, insurance is what it's all about. You need insurance. Insurance is a piece of paper that says that some doctor will see you or that someone will pay later on. That's not the same as health care. It is not the same as being healed from a disease. It's not the same as having a personal relationship with your doctor, where no government, agency, or bureaucrat is standing in between you and your health. Between you and your doctor, which is basically like saying between you and your health. Why can't we do that? Why can't we do that? You know, there are people who are terminally ill who have medicine kept from them because they're not FDA approved. And think of all the innovations that are being choked by the government, that are being choked by regulations. Innovations in medicine, innovations in treatment, innovations that in a free market would make all the other treatments pretty cheap. When a new thing comes out, the old thing gets a little bit cheaper. And then a new thing comes out, and then the old thing gets a little bit cheaper, like your iPhone. Whatever device you're listening to this show from, your radio, your iPhone, they get a little bit better, and they get a little bit better, and then the old thing becomes cheaper. It's still good. It still works, but it's cheaper. But no, they can't just leave people alone. They can't just leave people alone. They can't just leave you and me to do business. They can't just leave you and your doctor to make a deal. You know, a lot of these doctors, a lot of these free market doctors, I've been hearing a lot of things about underground doctors who are basically treating people with their high-tech gear for basically pennies on the dollar, just so that they don't have to deal with the insurance markets, with the insurance companies. Ooh, that makes the bureaucrats really mad. That makes them really mad when you do something without their permission. You want to drive a car? Get their permission. You want to get married? Get their permission. You want to open a business? You got to get their permission. Nowadays, if you want to open a lemonade stand, if your little daughter has an entrepreneurial spirit in her heart and wants to open up a lemonade stand on the side of the road, she's got to have a regulation for that. $50. It's a lemonade stand. Cops don't. Hey, they don't know what's in that. We don't know what's in that. We don't know what's in the lemonade that she's serving. Could be poison in there. She's got to have a regulation. It's not the regulation. And then the little girl is told to go inside, and then you crush her spirit. Maybe she would have become a powerful force in the economy. Maybe there's nothing that you could do to stop her from that. Maybe she would have found another way around it, even as a little kid. Who knows? Freedom seems to want to thrive, and leftists, they just hate freedom. Now, I am the disgruntled millennial partially because I remember when that kind of behavior was encouraged, that you were encouraged to go pick some lemons and sit outside and sit there and wait for money and work all day, and then at the end of the day you get to spend your own money on what you wanted to spend it on. It creates a entrepreneurial spirit. It creates an entrepreneurial drive in your kids when they do that. But you know what? The government can't have that. They can't have kids thinking for themselves and doing for themselves. What they need is kids who grow up to be totally dependent. They want you to be perpetually dependent. I mean, it's sick. They, like, whisper into your ear. They say, you don't need a job. You don't need to work for anything. You deserve everything. It's a human right to have everything. And that guy over there, he's got it and you don't. That's right. You need to take it away from him. Oh, you're too big of a wuss to go take it away from him yourself? That's okay. We expected that. All you have to do is vote Democrat.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am your guest host for the day, filling in for the great Kevin Jackson while he is out and about triggering lefties all around the country, namely in New York. He's a regular Fox News contributor. He always goes and he debates the leftists about all sorts of different issues, including racial issues, where every time the guy shows up, I mean, you know, a black guy saying that white people aren't terrible just drives the left nuts. It drives the left nuts. They call him an Uncle Tom. They call him an Oreo. They call him all this nasty stuff, and he's just laughing all the way to the bank because, you know, the guy's just, he's just on fire these days. And not just that, he had a birthday recently. So if you're one of those avid Kevin Jackson fans, you should go over to the Black Sphere, go over to KevinJacksonRadio.com, and wish him a happy belated birthday. I think you should. I think that'd be the kind and nice thing to do. Now, one of the things that is going on right now, I'm sure you have heard by now, James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, a good friend of Laura Loomer, who was the lady who interrupted the Shakespeare in the Park the other day, where they were, metaphorically assassinating Donald Trump, and she interrupted the play. Liberals immediately discovered their love of law enforcement. The cops are the bad, the cops are the worst, cops are the terrible people. Of course, when Laura Loomer shows up, this cute little lady, she shows up and interrupts the Shakespeare in the Park play. Of course, all of a sudden, the leftists discover their love of law enforcement because they arrested her. Of course, come on, when the leftists go and they riot for Ann Coulter and Milo Yiannopoulos and Antifa shows up, it's highly unlikely that one of them is going to get arrested. The mayors of these towns, they love organizations like Black Lives Matter, the Women's March, Antifa. They love it when they block the streets and when they block the road and they cause a sort of a public hazard. They love that. They don't get arrested. But when one little lady shows up to a Shakespeare in the Park, she gets arrested in like less than a minute. And she's good friends with James O'Keefe. They are out at Project Veritas headquarters tracking the release of a brand new video, which basically is inside CNN. One of CNN's top producers, John Bonifield Sr., a producer at CNN, admits several times in one of James O'Keefe's famous undercover videos, a brand spanking new video, hot off the presses, where one of CNN's senior producers basically admits that the entire Trump-Russia collusion story is one big phony, fake news, fake story that never was, never existed. It's a completely trumped-up story, basically made to get ratings. Let's listen to a little bit of this audio, and then we'll talk about how despicable leftists are, and how despicable CNN is, and how despicable the mainstream media is for shirking their responsibility to tell us the truth about what goes on.
The more CNN constantly, Russia this, Russia that.
This is ratings.
This is ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
But honestly, you'd think the whole Russia shit is just, bullshit.
Could be bullshit. It's mostly bullshit right now. We don't have any big, giant proof.
I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president is probably right to say, look, you are witch hunting me. You have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
And the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job, everybody, covering the climate accords. But we're done with it. Let's get back to Russia.
It doesn't get much more explicit than that. Let's hear a little bit of that one more time, because I really think the audio kind of sucks, and I really think you really should listen to what the guy is saying. The guy said, listen for this, he said, I haven't seen any good enough evidence to show that President Trump committed a crime. And he also confirms that the CNN staff is ideologically biased against Trump, stating, I know a lot of people don't like him, and they'd like to see him get kicked out of office. He says further that I think the president is probably right to say, you are witch hunting me. You have no real proof. He expresses that Russia has been great for CNN's ratings, and that orders come down from Jeff Zucker himself, the CEO of CNN. Orders come down from Jeff Zucker himself. Okay, we're done with Paris now. Let's get back to Trump Russia. Let's get back to Trump Russia. Trump Russia. Trump Russia. Now, if this isn't an example of gaslighting, I don't know what is. Gaslighting is when you just repeat a lie so many times that you start believing it, and when you start to question it, they basically call you crazy. They call you insane. They say that you're just insane, that you're mentally defunct, mentally defective.
The more CNN constantly, Russia this, Russia that.
This is ratings.
This is ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now.
Our ratings are incredible right now.
But honestly, you'd think the whole Russia shit is just like bullshit.
Could be bullshit. I mean, it's mostly bullshit right now. Like, we don't have any proof. Like, we don't have any proof. Like, we don't have any proof.
I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. Like, you have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
And the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job, everybody, covering the climate accords. But we're done with it. Let's get back to Russia.
Good job covering the Paris Accords. Folks, let's get back to Russia. This is absolutely disgusting. How can you stand being lied to so much? I'm talking to the folks who watch CNN. I mean, I'm sure if you guys are tuning into this show, you probably don't really watch CNN. You probably jumped ship on CNN a very long time ago. Maybe now you still watch it for comedy. Maybe you still watch it just for fodder, for the fire, so that you know how to defeat your liberal friends, so that you understand the talking points that they're bringing up every day. But the media is so dishonest. They are so dishonest. I'm guessing what is going to happen now is what always happens to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas whenever they release a bombshell that threatens to basically destroy a certain aspect of the liberal narrative. Remember when James O'Keefe, remember when Project Veritas released those videos about Acorn? Corruption in the Obama campaign, corruption in the Obama administration. Acorn, who was giving loans out to pimps so that they could pimp out little girls. Oh, of course, you know, community organizers, they know how to deal with something like that. They just moved to a different office, called themselves a different name. No more Acorn, but we still have community organizers, leftist community organizers who are doing the same thing. Remember when James O'Keefe, remember when Project Veritas went into Planned Parenthood all over the country and discovered that they were selling baby body parts on the black market? Selling baby body parts? Remember when Project Veritas found out that Planned Parenthood was changing their method of abortion so that they could keep the baby body parts intact so that they would be better for selling? Remember that lady who said during lunch that she wants enough money to buy a Lamborghini, joking about slaughtering children? Well, remember what the media said? The media said, well, let's not look at what's on the tapes. Those are heavily edited. Those are edited tapes. Let's not look at what's on the tape. Besides, they were gotten under false pretenses. That information was gotten under false pretenses. We can't look at that. Nothing to see here, folks. But yet, every time a conservative or a Republican farts in the wrong direction, you have liberals out there trying to record it, trying to sniff it, trying to figure out what the guy had for lunch, trying to figure out how it all falls into this vast right-wing conspiracy. Who cares how we got that information? It's about Republicans. It's about conservatives. Who cares how we got that information? It's for a good cause. But no, when James O'Keefe uncovers corruption in the liberal movement, in the leftist movement, oh, they get all upset about how the evidence was gotten, how they attained the evidence. Well, this evidence is pretty darn damning. And if you are one of those people who still watches CNN for news, just pat yourself on the back. You're a dishonest piece of crap. You are. If you're one of those people who goes out there touting leftist talking points from CNN, go ahead and pat yourself on the back, because CNN is an utter disgrace to the truth, and people like you are part of the problem. We'll be right back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.